Alex, can you tell us a little bit about how you became interested in photography and got into the practice and the discipline?
Well, I got involved in photography by pure accident. I was studying to become an architect and I wanted to apply to the School of Architecture, but I did fail my my A-levels in maths. I was very bad at maths at the time, so I got accepted in the School of Photography in Athens, and I decided to give it a go because at the time I couldn't even take half, you know, have a decent photograph, so I thought that would be beneficial if I went to the School of Photography for a year and then received for the School of Architecture. But eventually I did like photography, so I stayed in the photography department and finished my BA there.
And after you did your BA, you then decided to leave Athens and come to London to carry on with theory and practice, or?
Yes, and it wasn't the weather that was the incentive. There was no actual infrastructure back then. That was in the mid-90s. There was no educational infrastructure for postgraduate studies in Athens, so it was my only choice. And at the time, I had decided that I wanted to pursue my studies to postgraduate level. So for me, London, in a sense, or England, actually, was, you know, the obvious choice. But I wanted to do something different because for my BA I was studying both theory and practice, and it was a very comprehensive program, so I wanted to look at photography from a different perspective, if you like. So I decided to join the media and communication department at Goldsmiths College. They had a very different approach to photography, and I found that extremely beneficial. I mean, it was still theory and practice, but again, from a very different angle.
Yeah. Do you continue to find that experience as a practitioner informs the way that you operate, you think as a theorist, and your approach to the your approach of practice as a writer and a theoretician?
I think for me, you know, my formation as a practitioner, although I don't really practice photography anymore. I mean, I do take installations or from exhibitions for my students, but that's as far as I go. I don't even take snaps anymore. But it has been extremely beneficial for, you know, for my formation as a theorist. I mean, even, you know, the very theme of my doctoral thesis stemmed from my practice as a photographer, because at the time, you know, I was wondering, so what does it take to have one's work exhibited in the museum? And that's what triggered my interest in the accommodation of photography in the museum and the art institution. So I think one fed into the other in a way.
And you're interested in that question that you began to pursue at PhD level was to do with how photography relates to the institutions of the art world and the museum world. Does that question, or do those questions still inform your thinking as a theorist? Is it something that you're still looking at?
Well, it is an ongoing project. I mean, I started my PhD back in 2000, and at the time I had a rather ambitious scope. I wanted to to look into the accommodation of photography in different institutions across Europe and the States, but back then I didn't really have the time to do so in depth, so I only concentrated on British art institutions, and lately I have managed to secure funding to fund all these different trips around Europe and the States to expand this. So yes, it's still part of my research. I'm trying to write a book about it. It's still a work in progress and will take some time, but yes, I'm still quite keen on the topic.
And the topic, really, you know, which you say yourself is a massive topic, and it's kind of, you know, a long project. Yet at the same time, you're also working as a curator, as a freelance curator. How do you see the relationship between your curatorial work and your other work as a historian or theorist?
Well, I think that, you know, my curatorial practice, which is, I mean, it's not something that I do on a regular basis, but it's draws specifically on issues that I come across in my theory practice. And so, for instance, at the moment I'm curating a show in Athens, which is about the reenactment of realism in contemporary practice. And that's something that came up as a kind of observation, if you like, going around and looking at exhibitions, different museums, and looking at the kind of works that have been exhibited lately, you know, in blockbuster shows. And that's something that I wanted to look into more closely, hence the particular theme of this exhibition. So again, like, you know, practice and theory, you know, curatorial practice is also directly linked with what I do in terms of theory and criticism.
You've described your sort of journey as a photographer and as a theorist and as a curator. You're very much based in the UK at the minute, but a lot of your work still takes you back to Greece and to Athens. Do you see any of your particular projects that you're particularly proud of, or how you think that you've made an impact on that photography world in Greece?
Well, I think it would be a bit soon to say that what I've done in terms of writing in Greece has had a major impact in development of Greek photography. I have been working consistently on Greek photography, contemporary Greek photography, for the past, I don't know, 15 years or so. So the most recent project that I did was an anthology on the history of Greece through photography, which I co-edited with a curator and a historian. And that was a quite challenging project. It took us several years to figure out how we could go about it, because you could not really squeeze in a single volume the whole history of modern Greece and the history of Greek photography and combine the two in an effective way. So we had to think of how we were going to approach history, and we decided that we weren't going to do that in a linear history, traditional historiographic way. So it took, as I said, it took a while to come up with a specific methodological approach that would facilitate the merging of the two. And that was an approach that I had no precedent in Greece at the time. It was published in 2007. And until then, there were specific publications that would focus on an artist or a specific collection, or having a specific chronological time frame, like the 19th century or the interwar years, but nothing that would go back to the very early days of Greek photography in the 1850s. To the present and combine all the different genres, you know, from early archaeological photography to lifestyle photography, documentary, art photography. So in this respect, I think, you know, it is a proposition and it is out there for people to refer to, because of the wealth of existing literature, there are not that many books for students to consult. So when we were putting together that publication, we had quite a few different types of audiences in mind, you know, academics, scholars, but also students, and also photography lovers, people who just want to know a little bit more about it. So.
As a part of this project, is it going to get translated into English?
Well, it is being translated into English for the past 2 years, so, I mean, Greek is a difficult language to turn into English, so we're working towards that direction at the moment, hoping in a couple of months.
Brilliant.